environment with federal procurement is challenging for all small businesses, but obviously the Department of Defense has a unique procurement mix, as you can imagine. So small businesses trying to get into the Department of Defense market have certain challenges, obviously, because of the just the nature of what the Department of Defense purchases.
But doesn't DOD actually have a better track record than most of the civilian agencies in terms of meeting its small contracting goals?
Sure. Now, DOD obviously is the largest purchaser in the federal government. They have actually had improvements over the last several years with regards to their goals. And in fact, as far as subcontracting goals, they've exceeded their goals the last year, which we have numbers for, which was 2010. And that there gives opportunities to smaller businesses to sort of get their feet wet in the market by being subcontractors initially.
Now, the Defense Authorization Bill for 2012 specified that the salary cap on contractor employees that is reimbursable by the government is now extended to all the employees in a company working on that contract. It's pretty high at the top level, $690,000, but do you think that could have a dampening effect on small or mid-sized businesses that want to try to do business with the Pentagon in the first place?
I don't know if I've seen an analysis of an impact that that might have. I would say that, you know, the salary caps, obviously, we have a budgetary constraint federal government-wise. We're all sort of facing a challenge to do better, be more efficient, as the president has said, but at the same time, make sure that we're good stewards of the taxpayer dollars. And obviously, we have to look at every way that we can achieve that. And I think this is one mechanism to be able to achieve that.
What are some of the things that SBA is doing to make things a little easier for these companies?
Sure. So we've been working very closely with the Department of Defense Office of Small Business Procurement. And over the last year, actually, we've had very significant senior-level participation, unprecedented, in fact. The last quarter, we worked with the Department of Defense, and the Secretary himself, Leon Panetta, issued a memorandum in the last quarter of 2011 fiscal year to all acquisitions force personnel, emphasizing the importance of meeting their small business goals.
All right, and so what is the uptake? Are you hearing from small businesses that deal with SBA? What are they telling you about contracting with the Pentagon?
Well, again, I think it's obviously challenging dealing with the federal government as a small business, especially if you're new to the market. We do hear that, you know, even in the hearing that we had with the Department of Defense, we do hear that they've noticed a change of emphasis on small business participation. You may or may not be aware that, you know, the president himself has asked that there be a significant focus from each of the agencies in meeting their goals. His senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, holds quarterly meetings with each of the agencies, the deputy secretaries of each of the agencies, to make sure that the emphasis is made, that the goals are very important. So I think there's been a change and a trend to emphasize that goals are very important, that the 23% overall federal goal is very important, and that we all work to meet those goals.
We are speaking with John Sciarocca. He's the Acting Associate Government Contracting and Business Development Director at the Small Business Administration.
What, if anything, should Congress be doing about this issue? What is legislation do you think we need, if any?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. You know, we have the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010, and we have been working over the last year and a half or so to implement the various provisions. It was one of the most significant small business legislations in over a decade, and it gave us really 19 provisions to put small businesses on a level playing field. So we've been working to implement those. Some of them have been implemented, some like parity in small business government contracting, which reemphasizes the fact that government contracting officers have the freedom to choose between all our small business set-aside programs. It makes it easier to meet, for them to meet all their goals under the small business set-aside programs. There are other provisions that, that have also been implemented. We're working through those provisions to make sure that each of them is implemented successfully, and then we'd like to be able to report back and see how or if anything else can be done.
I mean, it's safe to say that on Capitol Hill, you've got a lot of support for anything that can help small business.
That is absolutely true. As you started off this segment, we did have a hearing with the House Armed Services Committee. They certainly are looking at ways to make sure that small businesses participate and continue to participate in the procurement cycle at the Department of Defense. I think certainly small businesses are out there that are capable of participating, and our job at the SBA is to make sure that we continue to support them.
Now, last year, the director of the Office of Management and Budget put out a memo saying that not enough agencies, and he included DOD, or at least components within DOD, not enough of them were using suspensions and debarments enough to help preserve those federal dollars. Have you heard, or do you think that might scare off some companies figuring, you know, why get started if I'm only going to be debarred later?
Well, I think, you know, one of the emphasis that comes from the president down to our administrator and to us is that we need to make sure that the benefits of our programs flow to the intended recipients. And we need to make sure that our programs, when we ask contracting officers to use our programs, that they can have faith in our programs, that the right firms are in the program, and that the right recipients are receiving the dollars that are set aside for them. So I would encourage small businesses to certainly participate in the program. We're there to support them, but at the same time, we're also stewards of the taxpayer dollars, and we want to make sure that the programs flow down to the intended recipients. We have a task force on suspension and debarment. We take, the agency takes, the administrator takes, and the president takes this issue very seriously with regards to waste, fraud, and abuse. So I would say that, you know, if you're qualified interested in doing business with the government, certainly we're there to support you. We have district offices in 68 district offices around the country. We're there to support and help you, but we want to make sure that the dollars flow down to the intended recipients.
John Sciarocca is Acting Associate Administrator for Government Contracting and Business Development at the SBA. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.